Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuds.
Hey-o! All right, back in the studio. Lots going on around here. Let me see if Jason Fair. Jason Fair is going to be checking in with us in a few moments. He just got back from YouTube, and we'll be talking with him. And I know that there's a, for all of you, and I see the traffic coming to the website and looking at the podcast, and I know there are a ton of Zucklings each and every day that are at Menlo Park that are coming in to listen to the podcast, to read our latest information, to watch the Wirebuzz process. And for all of you Zuckbergians, thank you very much. I'm tracking your ass like you're tracking mine, and it's so much fun to see what information you're checking out and how long you're staying on it. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Speak about remarkable. Mark Traphagen, friend of the podcast, one of the most beloved and smartest digital marketers, SEO content gurus, a Google guru, was in our office right here at Wirebuzz. He is a dear friend of mine. And so Mark Traphagen was here in the office. We created the next podcast episode, but we also filmed it. It was beer tasting, talking content marketing. And by the time we got to, beer three, the information got even better. Things started flowing, and yours truly had a hard time completing a sentence, because just between us, beer three is where my ADD kicks in, even if I'm talking with Mark Traphagen on camera. But you'll get to see that. Comes up in the next episode. We'll have not only a podcast episode, but also a full video from the Wirebuzz kitchen. Pretty cool. Joining me right now, Jason Fair, Wirebuzz. What are you?
Hey, I'm the director of video content. Come on, Todd. Right. You should know that by now.
Sorry,
I've been
dude.
Here for 3 years.
Sorry. My bad. I kind of screwed that whole thing up. Jason just got back from YouTube. First of all, big apology from me.
Oh,
I sent you on the probably the worst the connector flight journey from Phoenix Sky Harbor to SFO.
No, Oakland, actually.
To Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, hey, you know, I had a good time in Vegas. It was a nice hour. Then I went to LA for another hour. But at the end of the day, Todd, I made it, man.
I made it
for Wirebuzz. So I showed up on time, and I was able to visit the Mecca video. So, hey, it took me a little bit of time, but ultimately I made it to my end goal.
Beautiful. And yeah. So now, Jason, I know you can't get into too much of the details because there's a lot of cool things that's going on at YouTube that are going to be rolling out. But can you tease us with a little bit of YouTube information that the audience can find valuable?
Yeah, I think so. I can give you some little bit of the secret sauce that they've presented to us. And luckily, you know, we were a special invite, exclusive only, and got
a small group of people, right?
Yeah, there was like 10 of us. And so it was nice to be
beautiful.
Warm, welcome, a lot of snacks at YouTube, like normal Google, Googleplex. Yeah. So,
but I eat so much food when I go to Google. I'm not even kidding. I just like,
yeah, I was a little upset when we went to the break area and the barista was a little bit late. So we had to wait about 5-10 minutes for the latte. So, but other than that, it was, it was so awesome to be invited up there and be a part of the few that have visited the video mecca of YouTube. And so, yeah, we had a lot of takeaways, but you know, one of the things, one of the small things that I could share is essentially, you know, they have, it's been about a year now. It's a dynamic ad builder that they launched last year, and it's called Vogue On. So Vogue On. I don't know how they came up with that name,
right?
But that's what it's called, you know? And so essentially it's a dynamic ad builder. So what happens is, let's say if you type in orange is the new black,
right?
You know, you're searching. So that 15 second pre-roll that comes up before your orange is the new black results, there's a dynamic ad builder. So essentially one of the cool ads that they showed us was for Campbell's soup. And so what happened was literally the dynamic ad builder put in text in the actual video. So they cut all these different videos. And with Google and with YouTube, obviously we know it's relevancy. So how can you create ads that are more relevant than in years past? And so part of it was based on the search results or based on what somebody's typing in the query, what would come up, and this is an example of, again, what they did for Campbell's soup, and the person typed in orange is the new black, and basically the text comes up, Does your cooking make prison food seem good?
Oh, I love that. Okay, yeah. That just gets my whole marketing brain. By the way, when Jason was explaining it, I went over by his mic on the other side of the table just to look. And I love that because I look at that from a, you know, when I was running digital for seven of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows, I could have done that on a daily basis that were related to our own shows. And then what I would have done is pattern interrupt. People don't expect something to be hyper-relevant to the moment, the context in which they're looking at it. So if you've got like game seven of the World Series, or maybe just like the horrible basketball game that I watched last night between the Lakers and the Suns, two teams that are going to lose 85% of their games. If people are looking for information about the Lakers and the Suns, you could drop something on there that's hyper relevant to what just happened or is about to happen. And now you've pattern interrupt stood out and people are going to want to click on that.
Yeah. There's some other cool examples here too. I'll kind of get into a couple of those, but you know, past on some of your last podcasts, you're talking about, you know, the attention economy. And right. So how do you hack that attention? Well, this is a great way to be able to do that. You know, the ad stands out, you know, it's like, hey, I type this in, it's a smart, relevant ad. And then they, Campbell Soup, you're going to probably remember that afterwards. And so the other one that they came up with was, you know, Beyonce Single Ladies. And so If you're getting ready to watch that, the ad comes up again, Campbell Soup. Dinner for one ? We've got a soup for that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and literally if you think about it, if there's other trending topics that could be happening in the next 30, 60 days or relevant big, large events that could be happening even next year, you can start planning your ad campaign and your content around these. And so again, I'll be able to share this link with you so you can see how they actually cut the video, where the text comes in on the right and the person, you know, showing the video is kind of on the left. So they pre-made these knowing that they're going to use Vogue On in that ad, you know, the ad builder to develop these ads.
Can you share a couple photos? Are you allowed to share any photos from YouTube that can go on the show notes page?
Yeah. I got the front entrance.
All right.
For sure.
All right. Make sure you send that to me.
Yeah.
I already got it.
Yeah,
you sent it to me already.
I sent it to you. Right.
Yeah, I know the exact spot.
That's the one. Right.
I know the exact spot. So I'll make sure it's on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/130. He's Jason Fair. He successfully navigated his way up to San Francisco on the worst Wirebuzz connector flight trips ever possible. Jason, thanks so much for making it back.
I'm glad I made it up there safe and sound, and it was an awesome trip.
Hey, you could follow Jason on Instagram. He likes to take some images of his morning run.
Yeah. JFair Digital. That's JFair how you get to see some of my great picks.
Jason, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. Jason's one of the most frequent listeners of this podcast.
Big fan.
I track you.
Yeah.
I track every employee in this company and what their podcast listening habits are.
Yeah. And I'm up there, right? I'm like number one.
Oh, I think you're crushing.
That's always my goal.
Yeah, right on. Super competitive guy. Really nice to have you in the studio with me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Todd.
And I'll make sure that I put the case study on the show notes page also along with Jason's photo at the intro of, or the, you know, the lobby area from YouTube. Hey, Jason, before you leave the studio, by the way, just so you know, he's not walking out. He's still standing right here. Do you have this feeling when you go to YouTube, like when I'm up there or when I was at Google, I always get the same feeling. When I'll take photos in the lobby. But then once I go in, I'm like, you got to act like you're cool. Like you've seen this a thousand times. And you put your camera away.
Well, I was almost kind of like getting goosebumps a little bit just walking in. But then it's like the cool, you got to be like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
I've been here before. You know, just like if I played NFL football or college football and I scored a touchdown, I'd hand the ball, you know, to the ref.
Right.
I wouldn't be dancing and celebrating because I want to be like, hey, I've been here before, done that. You know? So same thing with YouTube. It's like you basically put the phone down, put it in your pocket, and just move on with your day.
So if you scored a touchdown in the NFL, you would act like LaDainian Tomlinson.
LT, baby.
And you would just really nonchalantly be like, I do this 30 times a year.
Right.
And this is no big deal. Punch my ticket. Here you go, ref.
Right, exactly.
That's done. Yeah. When I was the first time I was at Google, they invited me up there after I spoke at SMX West in San Jose about Google. That was my topic. Okay. Mm. And there was somebody there in the crowd. I got a, they invited me to come up, and literally as I walked around, I kept saying, act like you've been here before. But what I remembered was how much food was available. Just like, you know, there's starving people in this world, but nobody near Google's headquarters is starving. Like those people are putting on weight. And there are people walking around the middle of the day with cocktails. Like there was some stupid cocktail party going on in the middle of the workday. And I walked into one of these on property, like it looks like a Starbucks, but it's owned by Google and there's no Starbucks logos or anything. It's just a different brand. And the place is packed. And I said to my friend who was giving me a tour, I was like, wait a minute. So like all these people are working right now. Does like, would your boss get upset if you were in the coffee area too long at work? And then he said the most culty thing I've ever heard. He goes, actually, it's preferred. I was like, wow, that's so creepy. And then I went down the hallway and there was like a full raging like arcade room. And then as I went down the hall, I saw a sign that said like, quiet, please, massages in session. And somebody walks down the hall and they go, are you the 315 or am I the 315? I can't figure out which massage I am. That's tough. That's first world problems.
Right,
And then I went down the hall a little further and a guy came out of a meditation room and he said, I am so irritated with the lead meditator. His meditation every damn day is the same thing, right? I was like, that guy's meditation isn't working.
Right.
And then I get down to the end of the hall, I'm about to turn left, and there were all of these, it looked like a Circle K of free snacks that you walked in. It was on a corner, so you just kind of like walked into it, like this like Circle K in the middle of their building. And there were long tubes of like cereal that you could dispense. I'm sure you've seen that, right?
And so, healthy cereal.
Yes. Yeah. And then we went to another floor and there was a slide that took you down to the front door. And then like, maybe you've seen it from the movie, The Intern. And then on one of the floors I was on, I think it might've, and I might be blending a couple of different Google
buildings.
Yes. Right. But on one of these places I was at, the entire floor, it was called the Four Seasons, okay? But not like the hotel, like the real Four Seasons. So as you walked in winter, and all of the decorations around the floor and the wallpapering was an all outdoor scene of winter. And the furniture was all like ski town furniture, okay? And where people would sit and collaborate would be like what you would see at a ski resort, and you go down the hall and then there would be spring. There's all people with their desks there. And it's spring. They had like picnic tables out and the wallpaper migrated to like what you would expect. And then as you went down the hall, there was summer, and summer had like a beachy theme scene, like so much money that by the time I got all the way back to fall and was about to leave that floor, I was like, this is the most whacked out place I have ever been to in my life. And it's virtually impossible to, it just warps your reality. Like I left there, you've been in the company for a long time. You probably remember when free food started showing up at Wirebuzz. Yeah. And I called my wife from the lobby of Google as I walked out. And I was like, whatever you do, go straight to Costco and just buy like granola bars with like, like chocolate in it and stuff, because we're going to lose all these people to Google if we don't. So crazy. I'm great to have you back.
Yeah.
Thanks for going there. I love all the information. And it's really interesting to see that little YouTube growing up and becoming a juggernaut and kicking people's ass and then having all of these eyeballs on there each and every day. And it's kind of the birthplace of video marketing, and where we are is using these video assets on places like YouTube and social networks, but also on businesses' websites, moving people through a buyer's journey like we discussed in the last episode.
Yeah.
And it's really fun to just watch the industry evolve, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, getting the experience and being, you know, invited up there and just being like, hey, you know, we have some ideas, we want to get your feedback, and just being a part of that conversation. And, you know, it was a great experience. Absolutely. So
awesome.
Well, cherish it.
Yeah, really. Yep. He's Jason Fair. And anytime there's an opportunity, by the way, I was saying at the beginning of this podcast that it's really interesting to look on the back end tracking. And this morning I saw Facebook, which are called Zucklings, on the site looking at Wirebuzz information routinely. You'll see it from YouTube. I know you look at those analytics also.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you YouTubers, I think that's what they're called, tubers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Love what you do. Keep up the great work. And we'll keep hitting the play button and also the ad skip button. We hit that one a lot too.
We do, unfortunately.
Awesome, Jason. Awesome. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Todd.
Great to have him in studio. Look, we've got a team right now that's just jumped on an airplane. Just got the text a second ago from Orlando, Florida, flying back home, and a team that's about to go out to Los Angeles to create videos for some clients. It is always busy here in video marketing land at Wirebuzz. By the way, if your business needs digital marketing consultation or even a video marketing consult, right? I'm opening up. I've got one spot in December for the right company. I'd be happy to help your business work on how to optimize its process and to make sure that you're right on track, right? With your video projects, your digital strategy, your conversion path, you can reach me, Todd, at wirebuzz.com. That's T-O-double-D at wirebuzz.com. When you think double D, just know my parents, they went all out. Like, they didn't skimp and just give me one D. They gave me two. And last week, I told you about inner connectivity, the inner app connectivity. And that's the newest phase that we're living through right now in the digital world. And that's where apps get it on with other apps, where they marry up with complementary apps and they make really great, beautiful things together. And YouTube today announced a partnership with Ticketmaster that we see the Google-owned video network connecting fans with concert tickets and tour information directly on artists' YouTube video page. Now, this story comes right out of Mashable, and it is super cool to see this app interconnectivity phase that we're going through. This added integration will include information about the newest show as well as their upcoming tour dates, and only the first few dates are going to show by default, but users can click to expand that list if they want to see additional dates that are further out on the horizon. Now, I bring this up because I think it's important for you in each episode, over the last couple ones, to be thinking about how your business, your product, your service can get it on with another business, product, or service that's complementary, and how you can use this app interconnectivity phase as a launching point for your business to be more relevant. Look, there's ways that I could be doing this with my business. You know, there are plenty of digital agencies out there that don't have the digital brain power on how to create the flow path for a buyer's journey and how to use video through it. And we partner with them often and help guide, advise, and capture that content, produce it, and then help set up their clients for success. It is a whole lot of fun to be working on. Apple has updated its App Store support page with new metrics. And as of November 6, 2017, iOS 11 is now installed on 52% of iPhones and iPads currently in use. That number is friggin' remarkable. 38% of devices still use iOS 10, and only 10% of the people that are using an earlier version of iOS. So why is this important news? Because the big brains behind Apple iOS do the best job in tech with driving adoption. Why adoption? Look, adoption's the most important part. It is the highest hurdle. Doesn't matter if you're in video or you're in digital or you're in tech. The iOS team makes it look very, very easy because they have built adoption into their business process. And adoption being the highest hurdle, that's what you should be doing the same exact thing before you roll out a new app or you introduce a new product or service. I want you to game plan out adoption. How are people going to get this app? How are they going to update this app? If you notice in iOS, for all you Apple iPhone users or iPad users, Apple iOS prompts you to update. It is part of their process, right? They've already mapped it. And you don't have to be the brightest in your industry, right? The brightest is a birth blessing. You don't have a choice about being the brightest. Only one person can win the big brain lottery in each and every industry. And Lord knows it ain't me. Now, your goal should always be a choice, right? Your goal should be a choice because you're in charge of the outcome. And that's why you should choose to learn rapidly from the successes of others. Your obsession should always be centered around, how can I be the most resourceful person in my industry? Open, willing, and committed from learning from others. And I think that's why you listen to this podcast, because I'm going to bring you an enormous amount of resources, because the world of video marketing is not just about video. It's not just about YouTube. It's not just about a camera. I can't tell you how many great video creators I piss off with every episode, because I have to remind each and every one of you that creating the video is just one small piece. It's like putting the protein on the plate. You still have to be able to assemble the restaurant and lay out the vegetables that go with it and the appetizer and the dessert, or the restaurant sucks. And the same is true with video marketing. Have a choice. You should be making it. It's within your control. And so too are borrowing smart Apple iOS adoption tactics. You know, the biggest lie that I say to myself each and every day, and we all lie to ourselves, but the biggest lie that I tell myself is, I tell myself each day, every time Apple asks me to update their new software, I say, oh, I'll do it after you remind me later today, or you remind me tomorrow, right? And then Apple reminds me, and then I really basically just punt this down the field for another 12 hours until I submit and update their new iOS. And guess what? It might be annoying, but Apple gets me to adopt and they get you to adopt. And they just rolled this out, and already 52% of iPhone and iPads are currently using iOS 11. If you go and look at Droid devices, if you look at what Microsoft is doing, you'll know that number already of 57% is friggin' remarkable. And you give them a couple more weeks or another 2 months, and they're gonna have like 90% adoption. You know, my wife and I dropped out on vacation, I don't know, a year ago or so. And we were a few days in Tahoe, California, at North Star Ski Resort. I'm a skier, and we went after skiing. We went for happy hour, and the couple next to us at happy hour around the ice skating rink, for those of you that know North Star, absolutely beautiful people. We spent a good hour talking with them, just talking about life, talking about their kids, and the beauty of being up there in Tahoe. And we both had dogs, really just gorgeous dogs that hit it off. And as I started talking to him, he told me that he's one of the leads of the Apple iOS team. And you know what I told him? Like a big nerd, I told him how much I admired his iOS adoption strategies. And the guy lit up, because I knew how hard that really is. Adoption's the highest hurdle. Plan for it and you'll achieve your goals faster. Most people, when it comes to their video marketing, they forget to even roll over that stone, have a conversation in the strategy phase about how you get people to adopt. But when you do, and you map it out and you optimize adoption, amazing things happen for your business and your conversion. Never sidestep adoption. It's the highest hurdle. Now, speaking of adoption, TechCrunch is reporting adoption of voice-powered smart speakers is taking off. Now, according to the new report from Juniper Research that's out this morning, and smart devices like Amazon Echo, Google Home, Sonos One, will be installed in a majority, that is 55% of US homes, by the year 2020. And by that time, over 70 million households, check that out, 70 million households will have at least one of these smart speakers in their home, And the total number of installed devices will top 175 million. Remarkable, right? And if you are where I am, I want nothing to do with another device that listens in. And this isn't conspiracy theory. I'm not like a tinfoil hat dude. But I got all these devices and all these companies that really I don't know their owners that tap in, spy, listen. Maybe they don't listen. Maybe they don't spy. But you know what? With each and every week, podcast news that I'm starting to do my research on and bring to you, it isn't looking good for anybody that has the access to listen in on our information. So adopt what you shall and adopt at your own risk. But the only assumption you should have about privacy is that you have none as of now. Video is so addictive that 37% of Netflix users admit to crushing and binging video from Netflix at work. 37%. That's pretty high, right? You know how targeted ads follow you everywhere online, right? And I love them, and I think they're great for digital marketers that want to, want to be retargeting you. I think it's just a genius way, and it's very cost-effective. Well, that may soon be happening to your television. Bloomberg is reporting the Federal Communications Commission is poised to approve a new broadcast standard that will let broadcasters do something cable TV companies already do. Harvest data about what you watch so advertisers can customize pitches for you. This story is going to be on the show notes page. You're going to find it super interesting. Wait, did you see this here? It says, Sinclair Broadcasting Group in this article and other TV station owners say the new standard known as Next Gen TV, brilliant name, right? Like, who couldn't have thought of that in 2 minutes, will provide sharper pictures and video on demand, and it'll also allow them to track viewers of their programming on tablets and other platforms. Wait, did you see how they did that? In exchange for allowing you your TV viewing habits to be tracked, they're going to provide sharper pictures and video on demand. Dun, dun, dun. What happened for paying for HDTV, right? I mean, this is just, it just keeps going. Anyway, this article from Bloomberg will be on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/130. You're going to want to check it out. Speaking of which, people you should trust, let's talk about Google. Google investigators find hackers swipe nearly 250,000 passwords a week. I'm going to do the math right now. That's a million a month, baby. Hackers swipe a million passwords a month. Google investigators find. You'll see that article from Mashable on the show notes page. In Yahoo earlier today at the Web Summit conference in Lisbon, Brad Praskal, the digital director of Donald Trump's presidential election committee, revealed much more about Trump's election campaign and the role that Facebook played in it. And you'll find in this article the inner workings of how Facebook supports political campaigns. Praskal explained, quote, look, you go and spend $300 million on advertising and $100 million on social media, and a lot of people show up at your office wanting to help you spend that money on their platforms. Facebook would rather have me spend that $100 million on their platform. Twitter would rather have me spend it on theirs. Snapchat, Google, they're all wanting to have that money. So teaching us and educating us how to use that platform as best as possible is a good thing for Facebook, Google, Twitter, LinkedIn to be doing. Basically, Facebook, Twitter, Google will all embed their own employees inside of political campaigns to help those campaigns use their platform to achieve their political goals and to facilitate the spending of those political marketing dollars. Remember, the same people that are now presenting solutions to making sure that fake news doesn't get out were the same ones that were disseminating the fake news and getting paid for it. Wirebuzz.com/130 is where the rest of that story is. Speaking of adoption, I told you earlier about all of what's going on in the world of adoption, but check this out. Facebook is testing a new method to combat revenge porn in Australia. Who knew they had such an epidemic there? The strategy entails uploading, this is Facebook's strategy for ending and combating revenge porn. Okay, check this. The strategy entails uploading your nude and naughty photos and videos to Messenger in order to help Facebook tag it as non-consensual explicit material. So you consensually upload your naughty videos and photos into Messenger. You consensually do that so Facebook can perv out and tag it as non-consensual explicit material. Oh boy, right? I mean, that's just, that doesn't sound good at all. That's a TechCrunch article. It'll be on the show notes page. But look, the reason I brought up adoption is that may be the hardest adoption I've ever heard of, which means that right there is destined to fail before they even roll it out. Facebook, don't even bother, right? Speaking of porn, let's talk about Chrome. When you're browsing on the web, there's little that's more annoying than clicking on what you think is a video and finding out that it was actually just an image with a link to a dubious site. Or what about, and by the way, this is right out of TechCrunch, okay? I don't normally use the term dubious, but they do. Or what about those links that actually take you to your destination in a new window, but then quickly navigate you to an original site to some ad for male enhancement pills? By the way, this is right out of TechCrunch. I normally don't also talk on the podcast about male enhancement pills. Call me crazy. With the arrival of Google 65 in its pre-release channels today, Google plans to fix these issues, which tend to pop up on sites that are often already a bit dubious to begin with. Think torrent directories and tube sites. And this article will also be on the show notes page. Oh, this dovetails beautifully into the next article. Sean Parker. Remember Sean Parker of Napster fame and the early investor in Facebook? And if you're like me, when you think of Sean Parker, you actually think of Justin Timberlake, who played him in the Social Network movie. Well, Sean Parker says that the founders of the social network site Facebook knew they were creating something people would become addicted to. Quote, "God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains," he said in Philadelphia, noting that he's become a conscientious objector on social media, even though he still maintains a presence on Twitter and on Facebook. And he's currently the founder and the chair of the Parker Institute of Cancer Immunotherapy. Lord knows what it's doing to our children's brains. And what about yours? Or your prospects, your customers? What about the attention disorders, the short-term memory problems, the interrupts that happen in your thought process sequence, all from these social networks? It's really interesting to watch as we're starting to learn that the real game now is about the attention economy and how you and me, when we're marketing to our target customers, we've got to think about hacking attention in order to get somebody through the thought process, down the buyer sequence, so they can make a purchase decision, right? It is just that simple. And that's why I continue to make sure, you know, I've been studying attention my entire life. Those of you that know my secret, my story about how I was, I struggled as a kid with attention deficit disorders, and how I had to take all of my tests verbally, even through college, because I didn't have the attention span at that time in my life to sit there long enough to read or to process or to remember, and how the world and what I was taught at the SALT Center at the University of Arizona, the nation's leading center for students that learn differently, which is really the politically correct way of saying learning disabled, right? SALT Center taught me how to work through those problems, create my own strategic alternative learning techniques, and things became very easy. But what I've discovered is each and every one of you is now arriving in the world that I've always known, a world with super short attention spans, where each and every person that you're trying to convince and convert really has the attention span of a goldfish. And the way that you optimize that flow path is you entertain them through content that commands their attention, video. That's the frontier for you and I, and for every marketer that wants to create freakish results going forward. Coming up December 7th is a webinar that your business cannot afford to miss, and it's a free event featuring yours truly talking about attention hacks, proven ways to use video to cut through the noise and accelerate your sales pipeline. Well, I'm going to be joined by none other than Tyler Lazard, the VP of marketing from Vidyard, and Thorn McGee, the editor and chief content director at Target Marketing. It goes on to say 70%, and I'm just teeing you off that this podcast is on the show notes page, wirebuzz.com/130. We'll have a link where you can sign up to this webinar that I'm going to be hosting December 7th, Wednesday, the webinar that'll live on in infamy. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And here's the summary for you and all of your friends, followers, and clients on to learning how to hack attention span. 70%. You know, 70% of marketers now report that video converts better than any other types of content. And those using it through the buyer's journey are seeing faster deal cycles. I'll tell you right now that when I started using video in my sales process, I cut it down 67%. I shortened the sales cycle 67%, right? So in just 33% of the time that it used to take, I'm closing deals because I've created a slip and slide. And once people get on there and they start watching my videos, before they know it, they need to do business with me. What types of videos are having the greatest impact on your sales pipeline? I'm going to talk about that. And how you can use video across your digital and demand generation programs to generate more qualified leads, right? And in this session, you're going to discover the latest tips and walk away with practical steps on how to humanize your brand and accelerate demand using the power of video. Big discoveries from this event: which types of videos have the greatest impact throughout the buyer's journey, how to use video in digital marketing to create demand generation and generate more leads. Who doesn't need that? How to get started with video production and how to do it on scale and on budget, and how to use video within your sales team to get the attention that you deserve. Now listen, if you've got any questions, if you want to sign up for this, all you have to do, wirebuzz.com/130 would be a great way to get access to sign up for this event that I'm going to be hosting with Vidyard on December 7th on Wednesday in the middle of your workday. Carve out time and yours truly will be there for you. And if this episode was valuable to you, and you know it was, this was all great information, go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Click on the subscribe button. You'll get each and every episode. And subscribe, rate, review. If I could be doing something better, tip me off, right? I want to know. I want to be that perfect marketer. And I'm not there yet. But I know if I keep iterating at the process in which I am, I will be there and continue to be a juggernaut in an industry that I helped birth and help launch. And I'm honored to be going, literally coming on to year number 20 in my professional career in digital marketing and using this platform to help speed up businesses' ability to sell at faster and faster rates. How freakishly cool is that? If you want to get access to my ROI mini course, where I teach you how to use video and how to guarantee that your videos generate a return on investment each and every time, who can't benefit from that? Wirebuzz.com/ROI is where you get access to my 5-part video-based mini course where 86% of the people that sign up get through to the final end. And each one of those videos, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, there's an 11-minute video. I buck conventional wisdom. Shorter videos, geez, that may be great because you're going to get most people through it. But I've got longer videos, 11 minutes, 86% retention. When people come out at the end, they're buyers, baby. And if your business needs to know how to create a selling system, how to move people through a buyer's journey using the power of video and turning their sales process into a slip and slide to amplify and speed up conversion, all you have to do is reach out to me, Todd@wirebuzz.com, Todd with two D's, that's right, drop two, and you'll be able to get access to me. We can find a time to talk about your specific business. It's what I love to do and nerd out on, and I'd love to hear what your business goals are and how they can be amplified. Look, I even help video creators with their video marketing agency to become a digital agency so they aren't competing with television production guys that don't understand the power of online marketing and how you use it. That's all I got for you on this episode. Please reach out to me if you need anything. Oh, and if there's a topic that you'd like addressed on this or a expert you'd like featured, hit me up, wirebuzz.com/pitch with a P. And coming up in the next episode, episode 131, Mark Traphagen, my digital marketing soul brother, and I drink beer, microbrew tasting in the Wirebuzz kitchen. We film it. We'll push those videos out on social, but we'll also have a podcast of the conversation right here at Video Marketing Mastery.
Peace.